Hey, mamas. I look a little different. I look a little busted. I look like roadkill, mold, fungus, any of those things. I look like all of the above. I got a haircut. And it's the worst haircut I've ever gotten. I want to... My mental fragility right now is so fragile. If one bad thing happens to me today, I will burn my house down with meat inside it. I will start the stove, let the gas fill up the entire house, and then also throw a fart in there and then just light it and explode the entire house. I'm not feeling good. I can't even look at the camera. I need to, like, turn the brightness down or, like, put, like, a towel over, like, my phone. But anyways, it's not the point. I want to talk about something that I feel like no one really knows what it means and like how to navigate it. Which, by the way, sorry, we're going to get into that, but real quick, there's so many crumbs on my green screen. Someone came over and like was eating on my green screen, and there's crumbs and now there's bugs. Like, there's been so many crumbs on here that there's dead bugs. Like, bugs have lived an entire damn life on my green screen and then died because they ran out of crumbs, I guess. And I don't understand who did that or what happened, but I will scream so loud. Like, actually, I'm so angry right now. But anyways, unfollowing people and just Instagram, let's call this Instagram etiquette and how to have it. I'm sure y'all have unfollowed people before, whether it be a friend, an acquaintance, a family member. It's something that, you know, you have to do a lot of the time, but it's so awkward and it really shouldn't be. And I want to talk about it, okay? So I will go on unfollowing sprees every once in a while because it is fun. It is so therapeutic, even though it means nothing. I want to like preface this by saying I don't think following or unfollowing people means anything. Some of my best friends I don't follow on Instagram, mainly because they don't post, but also I have had people in my life that I follow on Instagram, and then there are Instagram accounts seeing that I follow them, that go to them, and then send them very scary DMs and very threatening DMs. So that had to end. And now I mostly only follow like influencers and celebrities, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I genuinely don't think that like following people means anything. Like when I get unfollowed, I'm like, well, meh, like whatever. And when I unfollow people, it also doesn't mean anything. It's not like, I hate you. I never want to see your face again. But some people really take it to heart, okay? So here's the thing. What you'll see a lot of the time is influencers, at least everyone does this. I hate that my frame of reference is just influencers because they're the only people I hang around. I actually need to go live on like an Amish colony, like never speak to someone that has a TikTok account ever again. But anyways, lots of people will, you know, just feel a little cluttered on their feed and just go do a big unfollowing spree. Now, I think there's two reasons that this happens, and I agree with one of them. The two reasons why people do unfollowing sprees are A, because they just want to have like kind of they don't want to be following people who are posting content that they don't enjoy, or it's just like cluttering their feed, things like that. They just want to like be more in touch with like the people that they really care about. Valid. What's not valid, which so many people do, which is so stupid, is like wanting like a skinnier ratio, you know, like the amount of followers you have to like the amount of people you're following. That is so stupid, I think. It's so dumb. If you're unfollowing people just for that reason, actually, please go touch grass. Please roll around in a field. Realize that we are just humans and we didn't have Bluetooth 20 years ago and the earth is just dirt and we're all gonna die one day. Like that's actually the dumbest thing ever, to be like,
oh, I'm following 1,000 people. This is so gross. I need to have follow 50.
And then they like unfollow 950 people. Now, I know I said that I personally don't think that like following someone has any like real intrinsic meaning, but other people do. And if you unfollow, say like 90% of who you're following, you are going to step on some toes. You're going to peeve off a few people. There's going to be a lot of people questioning why that happened. So I think it's like a very silly, useless thing to do. And also, no one is going to your Instagram profile and be like, ah, they follow 1,000 people. I bet they give it up really easy. Like, it's so stupid. Like, no one is thinking that. And if they do, they're actually like, they have 0% brain activity. Like, it's actually so dumb. So when I come across people that, you know, I don't want to see their posts anymore. I think they're annoying, which is probably a lot of y'all to me. What I do is I mute them. And this is such an underrated feature. And it's on multiple platforms. So you mute people on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. It's really, wow. Like, it's good. So why is my nose so stuffy? This is actually driving me insane. Anyways, when you mute someone, you're not unfollowing them and they don't know that you've muted them, but basically you never see their stories again. You can pick different like levels of muting. Like, you can mute their stories, their like feed posts, their lives. So you can, you know, maybe it's just their story that's peeving you off. Maybe they're like posting a picture of their feet every single day, or like their coffee and be like, ugh, I love life. Don't talk to me until I've had my morning coffee. Like, you can be like, enough of that, mute. Or maybe it's all of them, like their entire presence peeves you off, but you don't want to like make it awkward and unfollow them. So you just mute them. And it is perfect. It is genuinely a perfect solution. It is what I have. I don't know if I want to say this on the podcast. Screw it. I don't care. I don't think any of my friends listen to this. I have like, I have like probably like 70% of people that I follow muted on Instagram. And it's not like, it's not that I don't care about these people. It's just that like, there's a very small amount of people that I actually like really want to keep up with and constantly see their posts, and also meme accounts. So like, when I scroll through my feed, it is like, it's like a few friends, some meme accounts, and like some nature pictures, because I love that. It's a good feed cleanse. And now there's also a new feature. I don't personally use this, but I think it would work if you would want to do this. If you don't want to mute people, there's like a favorites tab, so you can add certain people to your favorites, so you can like only see that feed and see their posts, which also is like a good solution. Like, I guess muting is a little extreme when that exists, but I just think unfollowing is so silly. And you know, I've been unfollowed before, and like before, like so say a few years ago, I guess I would kind of probably take it to heart and be like,
oh, they unfollowed me. Am I not cool enough? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with me?
But no, like, it really doesn't matter. And a lot of the time, I'll, like, look, and then it's like, oh, they also unfollowed 1,000 other people. Like, oops, I didn't make the cut. Oh, well, like, who cares? And then, like, I've had people unfollow me, or I unfollow them, and then I see them in person, and it's fine. It's very rare. I will say, this is one of the reasons why I mute people and I don't unfollow people, is because I've had people come up to me in person and be like, why'd you unfollow me? there's nothing more awkward than that. It is genuinely a horrific thing to hear, and they're like, they're serious. Like, a lot of the time that this happened to me, they weren't joking. They weren't like, why'd you unfollow me? It was like, why did you unfollow me? It's so awkward. You have to be like, oh yeah, I was just clearing through. I was doing some spring cleaning. Like, it's actually the most awkward thing on earth. And then also I've had times where I've unfollowed people, and before, like, I'd see them at events and stuff and they'd be very like cordial, and then like after I unfollow them, I see them and they like do not make eye contact. So that is another reason why I avoid that. Now, I've done the damage. I will say, like, I did an unfollowing spree. Well, I don't know when the last time I did that was. Like, probably, like, a year ago or something. So, it's, like, pretty low. But, you know, some toes have been stepped on. Now, I'm not saying that I don't unfollow people at all. Like, there are some people that I have unfollowed because they were actually getting on my nerves with what they were posting. Or they just annoy me, like something about them like actually truly annoys me, so I unfollow them. But I really reserve it for like cases and situations like that. Also sometimes I'll just like realize, I'm like, why am I following Walmart? Why the hell am I following Walmart? And then I'll unfollow them. Like things like that. That was like very much the case on Twitter. Like when I used Twitter and I was like 13, I was like, I'm gonna follow every single store that I love. And to this day, I'll just get random tweets. It'll be like, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce supports, I don't know, supports, what's like a month? I guess the month is now, Pride Month. And I'm like, okay. But then I'm like, why am I following Sweet Baby Ray's? Like, yeah, they're not like making any tweets. There's very few like brand accounts that I follow. I'm like, ah, this was fun to follow. So it was a good use of my time to read their posts. Like, no. So I unfollow most of those. It genuinely is just, like, meme accounts and, like, my close friends that I see their posts for. And I will say, it keeps me off of Instagram. When you follow, if you follow 400 people and you're seeing, like, potentially, like, all those stories every single day and all their posts, that's a lot of time you're spending on Instagram. If you mute most of them and you're only seeing a few people, I poop you not, I spend, like, maybe 10 minutes on Instagram, minus, like, me, like, polluting y'all's, like, feed with my posts and stuff. But I spend a lot less time on it. Like, you can scroll to the bottom of your feed, and it'll say, that's all. Like, that's all the feed posts for the past 3 days, and it's beautiful. It's glorious. I'm like, the curse has been broken. I can go outside. So I would highly recommend it. But I'd probably say try out the new feature first, that, like, favorites feature. I think that's probably pretty cool. But a lot of people I'm still following, like, solely because, you know, I'm scared I'm going to see them in person. And if I unfollow them, it will be awkward. So, and I feel like most people, like 99% of people, like, understand, like it doesn't matter. But, you know, there's some crazies out there that really take it to heart. And, you know, unfollowing people can be used in, like, certain, like, say you're fighting with someone and then you unfollow them. It can be used as, like, kind of, like, a warning shot, or like some people might even think, like, oh my god, we're not friends anymore because they unfollowed me. Like, I think that is a very childish way to deal with things. Like, imagine unfollowing someone because you're mad at them. Like, that's so silly. Like, actually shut up. Like, go please go look at a cloud, go look at the little cumulonimbuses in the sky. Like, you actually look so stupid. But anyways, we'll get into some other Instagram etiquette thingies right after this quick break. Hi. I blew my nose because I don't know if y'all could hear, but it was getting a little congestive. I think there's black mold in my house, so that's probably why. Oh my god, my hair's actually disgusting. And I'm not, like, trying to fish for compliments. I genuinely, like, look in the camera and I'm like... Anyways, so that's the whole kind of unfollowing thing. But I want to talk about some other things about, like, just, like, Instagram etiquette that I think are dumb. And just Instagram as a whole. Feed posts. The little squares that you post so that people can see them and then like them. There's, like, so much pressure with it for no reason. And maybe I've talked about this in the past, the whole, like, kind of movement of being like, make Instagram casual. Bah! There's, I feel like posting pictures on Instagram is not going to be a thing in, like, 3 years. I don't know if another platform will come along, but, like, genuinely, I feel like people are exhausted and, like, do not enjoy posting on Instagram. Now, there was the one of the things that would stop a lot of people at first was like likes. Like if you thought like your post wasn't going to get a lot of likes, you think like, oh my God, this is going to be so embarrassing. And then like not post because of that. I think that's dumb. And they kind of fixed it by you can like hide likes now. For some reason, my account is glitched, so I can't see anyone's likes, which is like kind of fun and nice. Like, I know, like when I first started social media, I like always kind of compare, be like, "Oh my goodness, my picture got 10,000 likes, but theirs got 20,000. I'm irrelevant, and I'm gonna die broke." Like, some along those lines. But I realize, like, some of that mentality still kind of sticks with me, maybe because I haven't posted in like a month, and I was trying to think, like, I don't feel a motivation to post on Instagram. And I was like, well, maybe because there's like nothing motivating me. Like, I don't really, y'all know this about me, but I hate taking pictures of myself. I despise it more than anything on earth. There was a phase in like 2020 where I was just psycho and posted like a billion selfies. Like genuinely every 2 days would post a selfie, and that was when I was kind of blowing up on TikTok, so they were like getting likes, which was like incentivizing me more. And so I don't want y'all to look, but like if you scroll down on my Instagram, there's like probably 40 posts in a row which are like the exact same selfie, like the exact same like pose. It is disgusting. It's genuinely disgusting. And every post was like the exact same format. It would be like selfie, fit pic, and then like a few memes at the end. And it was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like I look back at it and I like want to like, I like gag, I like almost throw up. So you know, I was kind of incentivized then because I was like, whoa, I was getting likes and stuff. And it was like a decent amount. Like, I think like some of my selfies were getting like 100,000 likes. And I was like, whoa, whoa. But then like I kind of slowed down and I was like, oh, now what? My posts are only getting 60,000 likes. And then I realized like it like genuinely doesn't matter. Like, it's Instagram. I don't do brand deals on there or anything like that. Like, just because like I don't like I think it's like silly. I'm not gonna be like posting like just got this brand new shampoo, I love this shampoo. In general, I'm not the biggest fan of brand deals anymore. I needed that to eat for a little bit, but you know, now we're chilling. So I just know, like, growing up, like seeing, like growing up on Vine, growing up on YouTube, I would kind of get annoyed seeing like some people that I watched like constantly just post like sponsor thing after sponsor thing after sponsor thing. Like, it would like hurt my ears. I'd be like, actually shut up. And I still do a thing here and there, but it is not as much as I used to. But in general, on Instagram, barely, I think I've done like 2 feed post sponsored things. I'm just not like a fan of it, but anyways, that's besides the point. No, I was like realizing like, like I wonder why I'm like not wanting to post on Instagram. And I think for me, it's just a mixture of like A, not wanting to take pictures of myself, and B, like, I just like, it's not that I don't see a point, because it's fun like interacting with y'all and like sharing like fun experiences, like going like traveling and stuff. I like to post about that. But it's like, I just don't really feel the need to post like me doing nothing, like a selfie. Like, y'all know what I look like. That's really what it comes down to, is like, y'all know what I look like. Like, you don't need you don't need to be reminded. Like, you know, I mean, now you're being reminded because I have a haircut and I look like an actual like hair that you pull out of your shower drain. But like, I'm not out here like having any monumentous changes to myself. So like, I don't feel a need to post, but I still try to like once a month now. I mean, a little bit more, but it's, I genuinely think it's going to die out, because like a lot of people just feel pressure. Like, for a lot of people, I don't think it's fun. It's a very different story when it's like just like a personal account, because that can be very fun. Like, Finsta's so fun. But a lot of influencers I know, like, I hate Instagram. So, I don't know. But another thing I want to talk about on Instagram was close friends. I love me some close friends. I wish I was on all my friends' close friends story. I love feeling like a little insider. I love, like, I analyze these close friends stories like the like a scientist analyzing like a little amoeba. It's so fun to me. My close friends story, I keep it gets crazy. What can I say? It gets silly, it gets goofy, it gets sad. But the thing is, like, there's also a lot of etiquette that comes with close friends stories. For example, these are just my, like, what I think, my conceptions of it. I don't know if this is, like, resonates with any of y'all, but I feel like it's so awkward when you have someone on your close story, so, like, they can see your close friends' posts, but you're not on theirs. I think that is the most awkward thing on earth. And, like, a lot of the time I'll add people to my close friends in hopes that they see, oh, like, there are my close friends, may as well add them to mine. But it doesn't happen, and then I want to throw up. I'm like, oh my god, I overstepped. I just made this person think that I think we're best friends, and they do not think the same way. And that is not the case. Like, they could just, like, not add me for a bunch of reasons, or not even use close friends. Like, I know a lot of people that just don't use it. So it's like there's, like, literally nothing to be added to, because they are just out here not using close friends. So it's kind of awkward because you don't really know how to navigate that. And, like, I think when I first made my close friends story, I was like, hey, close friends, add me to yours, or something like that. Ooh, but it's a little silly. It's a little awkward. But it is so fun when, like, you get added to someone's close friends that you didn't even think you were close friends with. They just, like, add you, and you're like, oh, you think of me that way? And it's so cute, and it's so sweet. However, some other etiquette I want to talk about. It is very awkward when there's when there's someone on your close friend's story that you want to, like, kind of shade, want to talk about, you know, or you want to post something that you know someone on your close friends isn't gonna like. So you remove them. Oh yes, I've done this before. Let's put this in really, like, simple terms for an example. Like, let's say I want to post about apples because I know Sally doesn't like them, but I want to shade Sally. So I remove her from my close story, post the apples, wait 24 hours until it's gone, and then add her back. And that's truly the beauty of close friends. That's what that's what differs it from, like, having a Finsta where, like, people can comment. And so, like, if you remove someone, talk your shit, and then, like, add them back, there's always the chance that someone's going to, like, comment and be like, oh my gosh, remember when you said this? Which is scary. Whereas close friends, your close friends are not interacting with each other. They only see your posts and that's it. They don't even know the other close friends. They don't even know how many people are in there. It's so beautiful. It's like, it really gives you the power, you know? But it also kind of makes me wonder. I'm like, well, am I actually their close friend? Like, am I special? Or does everyone they follow, can they all see their close friend story? Which is the case for a lot of people. A lot of people will just add everyone that they follow as their close friend. So, like, I'm out here looking like a fool, thinking, like, oh my gosh, I am the chosen one. I am their close friend. And it's like 800 other people. And that has very much been the case for some people. Because I like to reply to my friends' close friends' story posts, thinking that we're friends. And there was one person that I was, like, replying to their stories a bunch, and they just never replied. And I was like, that's very weird. Like, when I get close friend stories, I always reply. And then I was like, oh, maybe they also have, like, 800 people on their close friend story. Maybe that is also the case. And then I feel really stupid. So anyways, it's really embarrassing that I just said that out loud. Anyways, But overall, I think it's a great tool. It's probably my favorite thing on Instagram, I will say. Love just, like, shooting the shit on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, close friends, wow. But I think, like, I just saw the biggest bug running across the floor, and I don't know what kind of bug it was. I'm so scared. Ew, what the hell was that? Anyways, I think the feed post aspect of Instagram is going to die eventually. I feel like very few people are still enjoying that. It feels, like, very archaic and, like, old. It's like, oh, you know, it's been 3 months. I should post. It's never like, oh, I can't wait to post on Instagram. It's always like, well, yeah, I may as well post, you know? Like, it's not something that's, like, very enticing. However, I have noticed the one group of people that are gonna love a feed post on Instagram is the narcissists. I've been around a few recently, and it's like, whoa, like, they live and breathe for Instagram feed posts. It's crazy. Like, not to say that, like, posting on other things, like, say, like, TikTok or YouTube doesn't involve a lot of narcissism. No, like, it very much does. Like, if you're like, sitting in front of a camera for 30 minutes talking, you're a psychopath. You're a narcissist. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I definitely had narcissist phases. Like, for example, when I mentioned, like, the selfie phase, Jesus Christ, ew. But it's like, if all you're doing in life is just posting on Instagram feed posts, that's a little crazy. And it's not just influencers. Like, I know, like, hometown people that will, like, they'll, like, rent, like, Gucci bags and, like, have these whole outfits and get, like, a photographer for their, like, Instagram account of, like, 500 people. And listen, if that floats your boat, if that's what you genuinely love, go for it. But I think deep down, that is not your passion. Your passion is not spending, like, $100 for 24 hours to rent a Gucci bag. Literally rent a bag for an accessory, like, as an accessory for a photo shoot for your Instagram. Like, that is a little silly to me. But to each their own. It's not hurting anyone. I'm sure the Gucci bag industry is really hurting and it needs the support. But like I said, I don't know what would replace it, because I feel like people will always, like, want to be able to, like, share a good selfie or things like that. And stuff like stories aren't, like, permanent enough for that. So I don't know, like, if TikTok would make pictures. I know in China, like, TikTok has, like, pictures. You can post, like, tweets. It's, like, so weird. But I don't know. I don't know where it's going. Blah, blah, blah. I know I'm an oracle. I know I predicted that meteorite was going to hit the James Webb telescope in, like, 2021, and it did. Like, once again, I am the oracle. I know when the queen is dying, but, like, beyond that, I don't know. I do not know. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think about Instagram. I truly, like I said, I'm in such a bubble of, like, just influencers, and it's very annoying sometimes that's, like, the only people that I surround myself with. I want to know, like, what you guys think of Instagram, like, just how you use it personally, what your thoughts are on it. I'm very curious. But also, if you want me to read your drama on this podcast, use the hashtag DramaMamaPodcast, and I will read it on a future episode. Thank you once again for 100,000 subscribers. The plaque is coming soon. I'm so excited. I'm going to pee myself when it arrives. Follow me on Instagram at Bet of the Week. Gotta plug it. And also Twitter and YouTube is also Bet of the Week. I will see you all next freaking Wednesday. Take care. Bet of the Week. It's Jill.